Last week, the U.S. Surgeon General urged more Americans to carry an overdose antidote called naloxone or Narcan. But in New Orleans, hard hit by the opioid crisis, the battle line has shifted from emergency rooms and ambulances to local libraries. Reporter Susan Brosgen went to the Mid-City Library on Canal Street to find out why.
From 2015 to 2016, opioid overdose deaths in New Orleans doubled. So Narcan has become a lifesaver. It's a nasal spray that's been shown to be very effective at reviving a person who's in an opioid overdose. Paramedics carry it, but librarians? Adrian Strock is the branch manager at the Mid-City Library.
You know, we're being proactive. It seems like a natural progression of safety trainings that we have. We serve all walks of life, so it seemed like a natural fit for us.
The Narcan is kept in the first aid kit behind the circulation desk, where Strock might have to grab it one day and use it. Not exactly what she thought she'd be doing when she became a librarian.
I knew I wanted to help people, and ironically, I didn't want to be responsible for people's lives.
That's part of the job now. A few months ago, the New Orleans library system decided to try an idea that's been talked about nationally, asking the city health department if it would supply the libraries with Narcan and teach librarians how to use it.
The best part about it is it has no downsides. It has no harm potential. It has no abusive potential.
Dr. Joseph Cantor is New Orleans public health director.
You really can't hurt anyone with it. And if you give it to someone that doesn't actually need it, that actually wasn't overdosing, nothing happens.
So now all 14 New Orleans public libraries have an emergency supply. Using a training dummy, Adrian Strock demonstrated how she might save a real person's life.
So you put the medicine at the bottom of the canister and the atomizer at the top for the nose spray, and you screw those on. And then we've been instructed to do half of the dose in one nostril, which I'm not going to do right now, but I'm pretending to. So then you squeeze about half of it in, and then you're going to do it in the other half.
Only a handful of other cities around the country have stocked their libraries with Narcan, but the program has already had a ripple effect in New Orleans. Businesses are asking the city if they should carry it, too.
We've had a number of bar owners come to us and tell us that they want to buy naloxone, they want to learn how to use it. But I don't want to limit it to public places. I think individuals, if you have a loved one in your life, someone who uses prescription opioids or someone who uses injection drugs, I think you should have naloxone and know how to use it.
Cantor says the opioid epidemic is spreading, especially because many people wind up getting hooked on prescription pain meds.
Opioids are so addictive. They're so dangerous. They do not discriminate.
Outside the Mid-City Library, A.J. Orr is heading in to use a computer. She had no idea that the library keeps Narcan on hand, but was glad to hear it.
I wouldn't have thought of it, no, but I mean, it's a good idea, because you never know. They can save a life, resuscitate someone. It's worth it.
To make it more available, the state requires local pharmacies to offer Narcan without a prescription. So far, no city librarians have had to use it, but they've got it if they need it. In New Orleans, I'm Susan Rosgen.